more than 1,000 people here in Washington, D.C. this week to review a new federal research agenda addressing climate change. President Bush set the review in motion last February. At the same time, he rejected the Kyoto Climate Treaty. The goal is to focus government-funded research on global warming, answering questions that matter most to the public and to policymakers. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The meeting is designed to get feedback from interested parties, stakeholders in the lingo of the day, about how to focus federal climate change research. As the stakeholders gathered at a Washington hotel, Patrick Michaels from the University of Virginia couldn't help noticing that the vast majority of the attendees were from federal agencies or universities that receive federal funding for climate change research.
When you see, 1,600 people coming to Washington to decide how to divide up a pie, that's an awful lot of interested parties.
And it's a mighty big pie. $4.5 billion in research funding is on the table for next year. Jennifer Morgan from the World Wildlife Fund found herself in the distinct minority. She came as an advocate, worried that the research plan would simply be used as a delaying tactic.
There's a lot of talk in the Bush administration about needing to wait for the science to be in, needing to have much less uncertainty and a lot of focus on the issue of uncertainty in science, when what we really have is a very broad knowledge that has a lot of certainty on the science.
Enough, she said, for many other industrial nations to embrace the action plan spelled out in the Kyoto Climate Treaty. Sure enough, top federal scientists speaking at the meeting did dwell on the need to better understand the fundamentals of climate change, how fast it's happening, and how much is caused by human activity. But the proposed research plan does go much deeper. For example, it calls for more research into potential regional effects of climate change and how communities may respond. At a news conference following his talk, Presidential Science Advisor Jack Marburger said the administration is not in denial about climate change.
We don't need the studies to tell us we have a problem. If we didn't think we had some kind of problem that needed to be paid attention to, we wouldn't be here today. What we do need is much more help on exactly what it is that can be done, that needs to be done, that will have an impact.
Marburger said in the long run, the world will need to stop burning fossil fuels and find other energy sources that don't contribute to climate change. The problem is figuring out what steps to take in the short term. He said some actions could end up damaging the economy but not helping the climate. So economics figures in the research plan too. When President Bush called for new research last February, he said the White House would wait until 2012 before deciding whether to act on the results. Yesterday, Marburger suggested that the White House could act sooner.
This administration is open to facts, and the better the scientific case is for doing something, the more likely there is to be policy changes. This is not an administration that simply shuts off its ears and its common sense. That's why we're doing this.
The review meeting in Washington is supposed to run through Thursday. Organizers say the comments they receive will be considered as the plan is finalized in April. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.